Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel. May I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
What is it you need? I'm sorry.
Yes, if I could please have your zip code to pull up your account.
Oh, 75605.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please.
Sure.
And may I also have your first and last name, please?
Patty, P-A-T-T-I, Splector, S-P-L-E-C-H-T-E-R.
Okay, and thank you for that information. And one moment, please, while I access your account. Excuse me. Okay, and for security purposes, please verify your address.
8624 FM 2879, Longview, Texas, 75605.
Okay, thank you for that information. And one moment, please, while I access the remaining information. Okay. All right, I do apologize for the wait. I'm almost there.
Okay.
All right, so I have gotten an account located that shows your address here, and it shows your last name, but it shows a male's name on the account, so this is perhaps a spouse?
Yes, Michael is my spouse. Is this the card in at 8609?
Let me just actually go and identify what it's regarding. So let's see, with his name and address. You are calling us about the Bytes Hub app, and with the Bytes Hub app, it provides the customers recipe plans and meal guides to help you to eat and feel better. Shows it was the most recent charge declined, and you said the card ends in what again?
8609.
That is correct, yes, ma'am.
Well, I don't know what that is, and have not ordered it.
Well, it is currently canceled due to a declined payment attempt, but it's the result of individual using their Android or iPhone to complete a survey, enter a contest. The item that it shows that was offered to win was it says Shell, so maybe it was a Shell card. I don't know if it's a gas card or not, but Bytes Hub was in the terms and conditions. But when that attempted billing was done on July 10th. After a few attempts.
June the 10th.
Yeah, that's when it was initially done.
Oh, okay. Well, can it be taken off? Because, like I said, I don't know what that is. I've not done anything like that.
Okay, have you asked your husband?
Well, I can ask him right quick. Now, what exactly was it? Was it a... Did you say a survey or something?
Yeah, it starts out, starts out with a survey that's done. The individual enters a contest. It shows that Shell was what was offered there to win or purchase, probably to win. So it's probably a Shell card.
Okay, I'm guessing. And let me ask him if he got a minute. Did you enter a contest to win a Shell card? That's what this is. He did. But he had no idea he was going to get charged $60 or something.
Yeah, it was in the terms and conditions there. But it does show the charge that was billed initially for the first 30 days. That was done on June 10th, but it's a monthly or recurring charge. So when there was an attempt to bill for it in July, the system just closed out the account since there was no charge that was, no payment that was captured. Didn't get a payment for it. So
So we have to pay this one that was billed in June?
It does show that that was the initial 30 days. The 30 days basically has expired for it.
So we don't get anything for it. We just get to pay the $59.89, right?
Well, the $59.89 is for the app. There is information that comes to the customer's email. You probably have to download the app to take advantage of the features.
So what is the app for? I'm sorry, I'm asking so many questions, but I have to know what this is.
Yeah, it's an app that provides recipe plans and meal guides. It teaches you how to maximize your energy by decreasing your carbohydrates. With it, also it helps you to count calories. There are quite a few different features with it. But
so, what name should I look in this email for chance we got it?
I would just look for order confirmation. I don't know if it's under Bites Hub or not, but the date that it was used was June 10th. The system gives a time of 12:37 p.m. So it should show an order confirmation. And I don't know if it's something that would be under Bites Hub, but I would check the junk and spam as well as the inbox.
So is it canceled so it doesn't come through again?
If the system actually closed it out on July 10th. It says recurring was turned off, so the system declined, canceled it because it didn't get a payment.
I don't know how it didn't get a payment when it showed up on my bill.
July. There was an attempt to bill for it in July. The charge for June was billed.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just don't want it to happen again. I don't want, you know, whatever. I want it, make sure it's canceled because I can't afford this.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
I'm tired and, you know, our income is small and he just went crazy with the credit card, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. You don't have to worry about any further billing attempts. It's
okay. All right. Do you have any kind of confirmation number or name or something?
The confirmation that would go with it is the letter C as in Charlie. Let me just make it a bit larger here. C as in Charlie 920. 846-699.
All righty. He thought it was supposed to cost him $2. Apparently not.
Possibly for the item, but we just assist with Bites Hub, so that's where that $59.89 came in at.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.